The following program is brought to you by Heritage Ministries with the prayer that you may realize our American system in its original form was birthed by God, and that you may know that God personally and accept the responsibility He's given you to preserve that system. Noah Webster, the father of America's original education system, wrote to young people in his U.S. history book and said, "When you become entitled to exercise the right of voting for public officers, let it be impressed on your mind that God commands you to choose for rulers just men who will rule in the fear of God. The preservation of the government of a republic depends on the faithful discharge of this duty. If the citizens neglect their duty and place unprincipled men in office," he said, "the rights of the citizens will be violated or disregarded. If the government of a republic fails to secure public prosperity and happiness, it must be because the citizens neglect the divine commands and elect bad men to make and administer the laws." End quote. The school teacher who made America great taught us to look at a person's character before we give him our vote. And how are we to know what a person's character is really like? Noah Webster revealed that when he warned us not to neglect, quote, "the divine commands." In other words, compare their actions to those the Bible commands us to have. It's the same thing Jesus said when he taught us, "You will know them by their fruits." Does a person's actions show that they view things the way God views them? Can this be done in the present election? Can we know how candidates think? We certainly can, and in fact, this is one of the easiest races we've ever had to determine this. It's becoming clearer and clearer how candidates think. Let's examine their positions, not by their words, but by actions they've already done. For example, where does God stand on the issue of abortion? God says, quote, "He breathed into man the breath of life, and man became a living soul." In other words, the moment God put the Spirit into man's body, he became a person. When does that happen now? God says, "I knew you in the womb." God attributes personhood to the child in the womb. Therefore, life begins at conception. All scientific evidence supports this. Have you watched a video of some pregnant lady's child? You can easily see it has all the attributes of a person while still in the womb. Thus, where a candidate stands on the murderous practice of abortion tells you more about him than anything else. If they don't respect the life of the innocent child in the womb, how could you ever trust them to respect your life enough to protect your God-given rights of life, liberty, and property? And that is why they are elected to be a government servant. So where do these candidates stand on abortion? Let's note it from their actions, not their words. And hear this, those of us who've been born again and know God are going to have to take the liberty of our children a lot more seriously than we took it in the last election. Conservative Christians make up 35-40% of the voting populace. We could control any election if we loved our children enough to vote to protect their liberty. So vote. And remember, a candidate's actions, not their words, are the key to knowing what they'll do as your government servant. Jesus didn't say, "You'll know them by their words." He said, "You'll know them by their fruits." In other words, you will know them by their actions. Check their voting record, not what they're telling you now. Their voting record in the past will tell you exactly what they'll do in the future, and they'll do that and not anything else. Think about it, because if you don't, someone else will do your thinking for you, and you won't like what that brings to you. I'm Don Pinson. This has been Think About It. This program has been brought to you by Heritage Ministries. You can learn more about Heritage Ministries, including our Christian history tours and pilgrim seminars, by visiting heritageministriesky.com. Our prayer is you will accept your responsibility for restoring our original American system.